Yes, hello. This is Peter Loft here up in Brisbane. Got a problem. Our internet is not working. We've had a recent storm in the last couple of days, multiple lightning strikes. I've got a friend of mine across the road who's an IT specialist. He's come over and we've tried to reboot our internet system, and it's not rebooting correctly. We've tried it four or five times, turned it off, unplugged it, blah blah blah. And he said, and then he eventually came over about 10 minutes ago and did it himself. And he goes, "Sorry, it looks like your NTD has been fried by the lightning strike. You need to contact your service provider and get him to come out and provide us with a new one." Customer ID. I don't have it on with me at the moment. Is there any way? At moment, yeah, 0408. 063. 300, Peter Loft. Yeah, it shouldn't be in stuff. That's right, yeah. Because I can go down, yeah, because we've checked in the street and there's only one other person is experiencing problems as well. Everybody else is working fine. So just hang on a sec. I'll go downstairs. Yeah, so I'm down at the modem now. Pardon? Yeah, so the power button is on. The power button is on. The power button's on and solid. Downstream button is on and solid. Upstream is green and blinking. And online's not blinking at all. And that's all it gets to. We've tried it four or five times now, and that's all it gets to is when it gets to the upstream, it just blinks and blinks constantly, and that's it. So we don't have the four solid lights that we normally do. On the Telstra. Yeah, the Telstra box is a solid blue light. On the modem. Yeah, so we've got same lights. The power button is solid. Upstream light green and solid. Downstream button green and solid. Upstream button light is green and blinking, and that's the same as it's been for the last day or so since the storm. No, it's not coming on at all. And the upstream is just blinking green, and that's as far as it goes. Normally they blink and then they go solid. It's just blinking. Yep. Yeah, I've turned it off. You want me to turn it back on? Yep. Turn it back on. Okay, we've got one solid power green light on. Okay, so we've got three blinking lights underneath it, three green blinking lights. Yeah, all of them. So downstream, upstream, and online are all blinking green. Yeah. They're still blinking green. Okay, so now the lights, so downstream is green solid, upstream green and blinking, and that's all it does. It won't turn solid. Yeah, the light on the modem is solid blue. No, we don't have that. We've only got power, downstream, upstream, and online. There's no WAN or anything. Is the modem or the... Yeah. All right, the Telstra modem. Yeah, okay. Down. Okay, so I have the online is green, WAN /DSL, green and solid. Mobile mode, green and solid. Mobile signal, orange, solid. And phone, orange and solid. It is an NBN. It's a ARRIS, ARRIS, CM8200. That's the end. Okay.
Nothing yet.
Okay, there's a orange light at the front of the Telstra modem. Router, I mean, the Telstra router. And the modem's still blinking the same. Power downstream and blinking upstream. Okay, on the router, the Telstra router, we have a green solid on WAN. The WAN light. Yeah, the WAN light is green and solid. Nothing else is on. We've just got a red mobile signal. Before the WAN light is an online, it says online, there's no light on online. Below it is mobile mode, no light there. And the bottom one is phone, oh, here we go. So now we have three green solid lights, green on solid online, green solid WAN, green solid mobile. Mode, and then mobile signal, red, and phone, orange. Sorry. Yeah, sure.
that's all right. Yeah.
Yeah, not quite. So the power light is green and solid. The downstream light, green and solid. Upstream light is green and blinking. And the online light isn't coming on at all. No. Yeah, so, but on the router, on the Telstra router, online is green and solid. WAN is green and solid. Mobile mode, green and solid. Mobile signal, orange and solid. And phone is orange and solid. So that's the coax cable coming from outside on the telephone line. The main cable coming in, the coax cable. Yeah, like an Ethernet cable, like a blue Ethernet cable. Yeah. Yeah. So unplug it from the modem. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, hang on. Yep, done. No, nothing's happened except when I've plugged it out, the mobile signal, instead of being solid and orange, is solid and red. On the NBN box, nothing's changed. Power's still solid, downstream still solid. Upstream still green and blinking. Nothing's changed. No. Online lights are on and solid. No, the online light is not even coming up. It's not even, you can't even see it. So we're definitely not online. Okay. It's called an ARRIS, ARRIS for Sam. The model number. ARRIS.
No, there's nothing on it. It's only got on the front, Aris, and then there's a code, like a number, a model number underneath, and it's C for cat, M for Mary, 8200. So CM8200. I don't have any what light? Yep. So the four lights I have are power, downstream, upstream, and online. And at the moment, well, power is green and solid, downstream, green and solid, upstream, green and blinking, and no online light at all. Yeah. Sorry. Sunday afternoon. Yeah. That's right. Yeah, my IT guy said that these NBN boxes are extremely sensitive to lightning strikes or any electromagnetic interference or pulses, and he said it happens all the time apparently. And he works. Yeah. 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 And will he just, if it is fried, he'll just put a new one in, yeah? Yeah. Okay. Hang on. I've got to find something to write on. Hang on. Yeah. Yeah, and someone will send me a SMS or an email, and tell us when they're coming around. Yeah. 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 No problem. Okay. Yep, terrific. So no, yeah, if there's no improvement by tomorrow, I'll give you a call back. Yep. Okay. Yeah. 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 No problem. Okay. No worries. Thank you very much. Bye bye.
How many times do you have to tell them? Okay, so. In 48 hours, it's still not working, it's still on still not working. Well, hopefully somewhere between 24 hours and 48 hours, I'll get in contact with us and try to do it at the moment, it's not working. See if we can take that. If they don't, nothing now that happens, it's good for us to say what's going on, and then we go to the next level where it's been. Right, okay.